Timothy Bean admits in his guilty plea that he would arrive at establishments he was scheduled to inspect, but he didn't actually conduct his duties. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn explains further.
He would forge a worker's name in a restaurant of who witnessed him walk in there. So he, let's just say, you know, Joe Smith Restaurant. He said, yeah, I went to Joe Smith Restaurant on December 3rd. I went in there and... Phil Jones was in the restaurant, and he would like put Phil Jones's name down as a worker there in the restaurant when he didn't even walk in the place.
Flynn says he decided to go easy on Bean and seek misdemeanor charges, in part because no one became ill as the result of the false inspections, but also because it was recognized Bean had been working under the stress of two deaths of people close to him, a near death of a close loved one, and his own health scare. The DA says during this time, at many stops, Bean would have a breakdown inside his car and, rather than conduct the inspection, file the false papers. Bean's defense attorney, Terrence Connors, says his client admits what he did was wrong.
When it was uncovered that there were issues with respect to Tim's paperwork, he was interviewed by his supervisor and he immediately confessed. He immediately took responsibility and he immediately admitted that he had done something wrong and that he wanted to rectify the situation.
Sentencing is scheduled for August 22nd. Flynn is still deciding whether to ask for jail time, which could be up to 2 years for Bean, but Connors says it was hinted in court that his client is more likely to face probation. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.